Today is September 6, 2010, and welcome to the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. Musicians born today. I was looking down the list and a little bit surprised to see how many of the people born today are professional musicians. So I hope you're having a wonderful day today. I hope it's the start of a great week. It's a holiday. It's the end of our holiday season. My 13-year-old son, he's going to start school tomorrow. He had a long break. Pretty interesting. He got a lot longer off for the summer than I thought he would, but tomorrow it all begins. So welcome to the show. This is the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. This show is all about your destiny. It's about the science of destiny, if there is such a thing. It's really more about the science of living, but we're using an ancient esoteric science that captures the life paths of people just brilliantly, and from that we can infer so much information. And if you're a spiritual person, if you're a spiritual seeker at all, this information can be extremely helpful. It can help you in countless ways on your path. It's not the ultimate. I don't think any system can be considered the ultimate. But this system is probably the best of these systems available today. Unless you have the time to spend a lifetime studying astrology, which some people do, but very, very few. For the average person, this system is accessible, the easiest to learn, and gives you the most accurate, meaningful information in the fastest time possible of anything that's available. It's far superior to most other fortune-telling or self-understanding systems out there based on birthdays and so forth. So, and I'm sure many of you who are listening tonight already know this, and you've probably written me and told me about it. Professional astrologers absolutely love this system. It gives them something they can really count on in readings. And a lot of people who read my books go on to become readers. Most of them, well, I shouldn't say most because I don't really know, but certainly a lot of them do. So welcome to the show. Today is the card of today. Anyone born today is a Five of Diamonds and Queen of Spades. Most days have two cards. The first card is the most significant. It's called the birth card. The second card is connected to the first card and is connected to the astrological sun sign. And we're in the Virgo territory now. So anybody born in as a Virgo will have their Mercury card in their life spread, will be their what we call the planetary ruling card. So the planetary ruling card for today is the Queen of Spades. And it's just as important as the birth card in many ways. It has a lot of meaning. And some people actually relate more to the ruling card than the birth card. We tend to identify strongly with our ruling card. We tend to think that's who we are, even though we are at heart the birth card. So my question would be to you, for you advanced students of the cards, why would a Five of Diamonds card... Why would so many musicians choose Five of Diamonds? Or let's say, why would so many Five of Diamonds people choose to be musicians? What is it about a five of diamonds that would have somebody be a musician as a profession? And, you know, let me just give you a short list of musicians born today. We have Perry Bamonte. We have Foxy Brown. We have, we have Patrick O'Hearn. He's a new age kind of musician. We have Dolores O'Riordan. Can't pronounce that, actually. Sorry. We have Nina Persons. We have bass guitar for Pink Floyd, Roger Waters. And we have, that's all. We have other people, too. Though we have people like Jeff Foxworthy, the comedian. We have actress Jane Curtin. We have the person that invented penicillin. insulin, I'm sorry, John McLeod. And let's see, we have actress Tina McGee Davis. And Rosie Perez, I certainly know her. I've seen her in a few movies. Actress Carol Wayne. And Justin Whalen. And Joanne Worley. So happy birthday to anybody born today or anybody born close today. I hope if you have had a birthday recently, you call in to get a reading. Well, the reason musicians, Five of Diamonds, might choose to be a musician is because they like to travel. Fives love to travel. And being a musician often involves being on the road. And look at Jeff Foxworthy. He's a comedian, but he likes to go on the road a lot. It's very interesting. It's an interesting card because the Queen of Spades ruling card is very work-oriented. And you'll find that people that are born today are often workaholics. Now, you won't see that show up so much early in their life, but you definitely will notice there's a strong work ethic associated with Queen of Spades. Not so much with Five of Diamonds. So it's an interesting paradox when in somebody's birthdays you have this five that's so restless and this queen that wants to accomplish things. So somehow those two traits will fit in. They'll fit together for anyone born today. So I hope if you're having a birthday again that you'll call in and get a free reading. Most of you already know that we're in the middle of a Labor Day weekend sale, I just want to remind you that that ends tonight at midnight. So there's still time if there's something you were thinking of getting, that you wanted, that it's gonna not, I mean, the sales don't happen that often, once every couple of months or so, and you never know what's gonna be on sale. That's one announcement. You have until midnight. I'm gonna go in there and take all those links down at midnight and they will no longer work. So don't write me tomorrow and say, please turn those, can I have the sale again? Because it's going to expire tonight. Make up your mind if you want it and go get it. Okay? The other thing is the Book of Destiny application, the one everybody's been waiting for, the online version, which is going to be compatible with both PC, Mac, and Linux computers. Any computer that can access the web can use this program. That's going to be announced. It's ready now to go. I just have to set up the shopping cart and everything so I can take orders for it and get people enrolled in using it. Well, there's going to be two versions. One version will include unlimited reports that you can create, and the other version you'll have to purchase the reports, but you'll have unlimited access to all the cards of yourselves and other people to see. And then if you want reports, you can order them and send them out. People who actually purchase even that version will get a discount on the reports. And if you buy quantities of them, they even get cheaper. Up to 10 reports, they get very inexpensive. Or you can get the version that has unlimited reports. It'll be a higher monthly fee. They'll both have monthly fees, and they'll both have an upfront fee. And I'll announce that later this week. And we expect the Love Cards program to be ready also in about a month. If everything goes well, there's still a little work to do on that, but it's coming, and the new site is working. Everybody's getting their training in the cards to any level you want. I mean, if you find you love this system, why not make it part of your life's work? Why not become a reader or a teacher, for that matter? Lots of people have, and there's still zillions of people who've never heard of it, and there's a huge market for someone who wants to share this knowledge with other people. and I provide all the training you need to take you from a beginner up to the most advanced level. You can learn everything, and you can become a master of this, even if only for your own personal use. Okay? All right, so every Monday night we have a topic, and tonight's topic is about the sixes, the amazing sixes. I had an email from a guy about 5 years ago, and he said, I went through a list of all of the famous men and women that were in sports, all different sports, boxing, football, baseball, Olympics. And I found that, he wrote me this, he says, I found that the person that you would consider to be the very best of all time in every sport was a six. Very interesting. And you can almost bet that any six is going to be good at sports. Now, of course, there will be exceptions, but it's really, really interesting. And there's an aspect in astrology. It's where Mars makes a good aspect to Chiron. Well, Mars is the planet of competition. And when Mars and Chiron are in good aspect, any person is very, very good at competition. And so I've known lots of sixes, and I often see Mars and Chiron in good aspect in their charts. And nowadays, when I meet a six, I often say, hey, were you good in sports when you were a child, or are you good in sports now? And you'd be surprised how often the answer is yes. It's very, very interesting. I mean, people like Babe Ruth, Joe Montana, Joe Louis, like the person you would think of as being the top person in their particular sport, all sixes. And the list is just huge of how many people. Now, that doesn't mean you have to be a six to be really, to be famous at sports, but it turns out that some of the best competitors, most of the best competitors are sixes. And yet, six is known as the card of the peacemaker. Very, very interesting. So what is this about? How can someone be extremely competitive and also be a peacemaker? Well, it all comes down to Saturn. Six is highly governed by Saturn. And Saturn is the lord of karma. Saturn is the one who is supposedly keeping track of, you know, the deeds in our life and accruing both good and bad karma for us in the future, collecting that for us. Sixes are run by Saturn, and there's no six that's not aware, you know, that responsibility is important. The Six of Hearts will be very aware of the responsibility in love and relationships. Clubs will be very aware of the responsibility of what they say and what's being said around them. Diamonds are very aware of the responsibility of money. And spades are very aware of the responsibility of work. So you have this super awareness of these things. And a six is a life that is basically peaceful. It's like the antithesis of change. So their life will go on for long periods of time in a certain way. And you can say that's a peaceful existence, and it is. But when some energy comes in, some force comes in and wants to upset that balance that they have, because they're all about balance. If you can imagine a six-pointed star with two triangles composing it, one triangle pointed upward and one pointing downward, this symbolizes balance. If somebody comes in and pushes on a six, they're going to restore their balance by pushing right back with equal force. And that is where the competitive nature comes in. All sixes are extremely psychic. All of them. There is nobody who's a six who doesn't pick up things psychically. Now, even people that are very psychic, they're not really good at using that psychic ability for themselves. But it's very, very useful when it's used for other people. The reason they can't really use it for themselves very much is because whenever we get a psychic intuition ourselves, it's tainted by whatever we're hoping and fearing. We might be hoping for something or afraid of something, and that messes up our ability to perceive it objectively. But as far as a psychic, being psychic and then being in service to somebody else, like we have a friend, she's a Six of Hearts and she's an animal whisperer, it's an incredible card to have. Healers, somebody who's tuning in to you and trying to help you make sense of what's going on, a six is extremely good. Many sixes also, and you know, it's interesting when I'm talking about sixes, I'm realizing just how many different levels of expression we have with the six. It's a number that is, that has a lot of different forms of expression and a lot of levels of meaning and understanding. So six is also this number of the destiny. And many six people feel when they're born that their life is destined to do something very significant. And they often become vessels of knowledge or love or values for other people. I know a bishop of a church. He's a Six of Diamonds, and he's a vessel, basically. He's a channel for higher value to all of his followers, to all of the sheep in his flock. And he sets the standard for higher value, and he gives that to them. And by being with him, they learn about the higher value. Very interesting. And Six of Diamonds women will often marry a rich man who's got a lot of money, and they will see that that money gets distributed fairly to charities and other worthwhile things. Very interesting. A lot of Six of Diamonds women think they're going to marry somebody rich. They just sense that. And even Six of Diamonds men often feel like they're going to come into a lot of money someday. That's why a lot of Six of Diamonds will play the lotto. So there's a lot going on in a six. And on its highest level, the six is committed to a higher purpose in life. The hearts would be higher love, and clubs, higher knowledge, information. Diamonds, higher value, and spades, work. So on the highest level, a six is a vessel and is connected and is there to serve and help other people with their gifts. Now, the negative side is that the six people get stuck in a rut. Like a Six of Hearts person can be stuck in a bad relationship much longer than the average person. They just want to go along with whatever's happening. You just keep going along, going along, going along. The sixes I've known have always been extremely competitive, and you don't want to cross them. And you know, they'll, in relationships where all the emotions come up, there can be a lot of fighting when you're a six. Now, it doesn't mean that all sixes fight, but there can be a lot of fighting with sixes because of that competitive side. If they perceive they've been hurt by their partner, they're going to get them back. They're going to come back after them. They're not going to let it stand. Even if it really wasn't true what their partner did, even if their interpretation of what their partner did is not true, they're still going to do it. So, I'm thankful for sixes around. I think sixes are beautiful people. They inspire us. They connect us to the unseen realms. And they're living examples often of people living a higher purpose. And for that, we all should be grateful to sixes. Okay? So that ends our discussion tonight. I hope you enjoyed that. Every night after our discussion, the topic, we have a little break, and then we take calls. And I see that all of the lines are full, so we're going to do a short break and listen to a song. This song is called Shiva. Off my CD, Bhakti Rock, and when we come back, we'll be opening up the phone lines, taking your calls. Be right back after Shiva.
Hare Shiva, Hare Shiva, Hare Shiva.
And that was Shiva off my CD Bhakti Rock. Kind of, I meant that to be sort of really danceable. So I tried to get a really good beat going that would inspire people to stand up and dance and chant at the same time, which is kind of a magical experience. They've never tried it before. Okay, it's time for our phone callers tonight. And our first one, actually, I don't know how to say her name. I'll have to ask her. Her birthday is May 17th, 1970, and she's from North Carolina. Are you there?
Yes, this is a he, and the name is Kyrie. Thank you.
It's Ty?
Kyrie, like a kite in the sky, and the year,
oh.
Or your ear.
Oh,
the
okay.
Of your
oh well, thank
Kyrie.
You. Thank you for clarifying. Kyrie. Okay, welcome to
yes.
The show, Kyrie. And what can I do for you this evening?
Oh, man. I just did a weekly reading, and I'd like to ask about, I look at a sequence of events, and normally on my weekly readings, the first card I look at is my environment card, when it's my last, because I like to see the whole situation. And then then I go to today, and then, my long range. I do environment, then long range. It gives me like an overall view of what I'm looking at, and then when I come around and look at the days, then I say, okay, I can really, and then I see what day it falls on my Mercury. So I got an Ace of Diamond this week with in my environment position. Can you give me some tips on what to keep my eyes open for this week?
Well, what do you think Ace of Diamonds means?
Ace of Diamonds is my is one of my karma cards. So I was like, wow, who am I reflecting? That's the Ace of Diamonds.
Yeah.
Jay-Z's the Ace of Diamonds. And I say, wow, what about him? And, it's about me branding myself. And I've been working on my brand lately. And it just seems like you don't have to worry about when you're unique enough to be yourself, you are of value. And that's my thing I've been challenging has been for me to recognize my value. And then to see that Ace of Diamonds, man, was big. It was just, I was like, wow.
Oh, I hear what you're saying, yeah. Well, yeah, because the Ace of Diamonds could mean the search for my value, see? Certainly could mean that. The search for my worth, you know? Mm. I mean, it has other mundane meanings, too, like it can signal the beginning of a new job or a new occupation or a new way of making money. Those are common interpretations of the Ace of Diamonds, right?
And it came with all, we have six planets, we have five planets in retrograde now, but those are my five planets. I was born with those five planets in retrograde. And for the Ace of Diamonds, I was already talking to somebody, and they were like, man, retrograde people are the only one who can see straight right now. And I was like, for some way, I'm like, yeah. But then, and I've been having like a financial issues, but it's been clear what to do, but it just hadn't happened. But then when I saw that Ace of Diamonds today, I was like, wow. I'm all in,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah, that's great. That's really great. Yeah.
It was good.
And you're displacing the Ten of Diamonds this year.
Excuse me?
I don't know if you looked in my book at your yearly cards.
Oh, yes. I'm 40 years old this year, so I'm a King of Diamonds. I've really been checking out your information lately, and been very, very helpful, and I really, really appreciate it, and I was really what you were saying earlier today.
So I just wanted to tell you that your displacement card this year is the Ten of Diamonds, which means you're sitting in the most blessed position. And what that means is that you're sometime between now and your birthday, you're going to have some very significant wishes come true. Okay?
Wow.
I wasn't sure if you caught that, so I wanted to make sure you knew that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, no problem. So I would be looking for really good things to come in. You have a lot of heart cards, too. It seems like a big focus of this year is your relationships, actually. you haven't talked about it, but the cards seem to say that that's what's really up for you in a big way this year. Relationships.
Yeah, my Jupiter's back in my seventh house right now.
Well, that's a good time to meet somebody, that's for sure.
Yeah, so. I got all these long distance relationships, so I'm looking for a local love, and it's just like.
Yeah, well, usually we have long distance ones when we're not quite ready for the real thing, and then when we get ready for the real thing, the long distance one will no longer be enough. Thing. So if you find yourself being disinterested now in long distance, it means you're probably ready for something real, something more substantial.
Mm-hmm. And I've been going more into relationship coaching as far as an aspect with my business, you know, and really being into genders and harmonics and, you know, going back into wholesome. And I really think that's where I need to be putting my focus on. Like working on some DVDs or some downloads for the phones or something like that. I need to be doing my part.
Well, it's a good year for good things to happen, so I would definitely say expand, you know, and do what you're doing. Expand your operations this year. I definitely would do it, without a doubt. Okay?
Operations. Thank you very much.
Yep. All right, man. Thanks for joining the show, and have a great week.
You too, sir. Thank you.
All right. Good night. Next caller is, I think I have this name, Aisha, who's May 4th, 1967, from Atlanta. Is this Aisha?
Aisha, yes.
Aisha. Okay, welcome to the show, Aisha.
That's how I pronounce it. How are you this evening, Robert?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good. Thank you.
Good. I'm calling for advice for someone who has two sixes in their spread. I'm a two of spades, but I have six of clubs as my planetary ruling card. And I often find that fate trumps my particular desire. So if I want something, or if I set something in motion, or I work towards something, whatever influence that I'm under being having those two sixes, I have to sort of surrender to higher will, divine will, and oftentimes the things that I want elude me. And so I'm trying to figure out how to handle that. I'm sure that's true for most people, but I think it's more true for people who have sixes, that fate or higher will or divine will sort of trumps kind of, you know, the whole secret manifest whatever you want.
Yes, but Six of Clubs is particularly known. Six of Clubs people all really feel in their soul that they're meant to do something really big in their life.
Right.
Six of Clubs never go for small stuff. Never.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And they know that, and so it happens to them. And yes, there is a surrender to divine will. You have to. Everybody does, but I mean,
you notice
it more. I think you would notice it more being a six of clubs, really.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, and don't forget your birth card, the two of spades. That's really important too. You know.
Yeah.
You're a worker. You're a worker at heart. You know, you're the thrust of your energy is to work and to do and to be perfect about it.
Right, but I often find myself drawn to jobs where I'm there to either be an example for someone, to show people a higher way of going about things. I'm always in places where there's a lot of chaos. There's also a lack of integrity, maybe a lack of higher communication skills, higher values, and I'm always seem to be there to kind of say, hey, there's a better way to do this. We can do this with more love, with more integrity. And I'm saying, okay, you know, I always find myself in that position. So is that a sign that I need to be doing something like, I don't know, pastoral counseling, life coaching? Because I just always, no matter what my job title is, that's my role.
That's
it's
your particular
like
thing. Yeah, it's great that you recognize that that's your particular way of expressing that the energy of your birthday, you know. That's great because that puts you way ahead of the game, you know, that you know that about yourself.
Okay.
You can now – a lot of people are still searching for like, well, you know, I can't figure out – I know what I like, but I don't know exactly what I should do and how I should do it. You knowing that's a huge plus, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right.
So it's something to be very grateful.
I mean, it hasn't been a huge plus for me personally because I always seem to be in a service. You know, again, I have to put aside my personal needs to serve the greater good or whatever I'm called to do. I sort of have to sacrifice.
Well, I don't really believe that your birthday is denied personal satisfaction. You're not a nine or anything, and you will get all your wishes, okay?
Okay.
I think you just have to align yourself with the right, you know, like get really clear about your work and have that be happening in your life, see?
Okay.
And then there's two of spades are often destined for partnership, you know, even working partnership within their relationships, see? So being open to that, whatever. But then, you know, sixes always have to kind of wait for things to show up, and they will.
Right. that's what it
now,
seems.
One thing,
I have to
one thing
of,
I wanted to mention to you is that you began a new 7-year cycle last year on your birthday.
Okay.
And
this is a
significant. Yeah, when you're 42, you start a new seven-year cycle. And it's a significant 7-year cycle because it includes the rebirth cycle, the rebirth year and the pre-birth year.
Okay.
Next year it will be your pre-birth year, and following that will be your rebirth year. It's the cycle of life where we really get to know who we are, like really, really, really get to know who we are.
Okay.
So, I mean, you should be already sort of like knowing about your work and making connection with that.
If you haven't
found that exactly yet, I think it's not long. It should be happening for you. And you know, you're a person
that
should be very successful.
Yeah.
As well.
It's coming. It's eluded me, but I think I had some karmic lessons and karmic debts to pay.
There's definitely karma with 6 for sure. So.
It seems like it's coming. But thank you very much for.
You know what? One thing about your birthday is that everybody that I've known at your birthday, they're all really good people.
Yeah.
And they need to like acknowledge that they're a rare commodity in this world. They're somebody that's genuinely. Yeah. You know, good-hearted, and you'd never do anything evil. You would never do anything immoral or evil. You know what I mean? It's just not in you. So always trust your own judgment and your own assessment of situations before you trust other people's.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm learning that.
Yeah, like remember that you're the person that really knows what's happening. Everybody else may or may not know, but you do know. And your suggestion is always the good suggestion. That's the point. You follow?
Okay.
And so just trust that and stand up and say what you know, because you're not out to hurt anybody or do anything wicked, but everybody else might be. Okay.
Right. It's true. It's true.
All right. All right. Well, thanks for being my caller tonight, Aisha.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a great evening.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, let's take one more caller before we take another break. And this is Jackie from Ohio, December 12th, 1959. Another 6 of clubs, this time with a 8 of diamonds ruling card. Are you there, Jackie?
It's Kathy, Robert. It's Kathy Holmes from Ashtabula County, Ohio.
Oh, hi, Kathy. How are you?
Good. How are you? I'm so thrilled to be on tonight. I got to the show on time and dialed right in, so thanks for having me.
Oh, it's great having you. So how are you this evening, and what's on your mind?
Oh, I just called for a plain, shallow forecasting. Take a look at my cards and tell me what's coming. I know I'm working towards my blessed 52nd year. Based on the cards. With some self-improvement stuff. But I don't know. What do you see for business and stuff?
Well, you know, it's all, you know, everything is interpreted based on who you are and what you're really up to. The card's meaning cannot be interpreted until we know something about the person. So what's your life situation right now? Are you married or single?
I am a single woman.
And have you given up on love, or are you still open to having love in your life?
I'm still open to having love in my life.
You know, because you have a Queen of Hearts coming up in Neptune this year. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So that's a possible relationship coming in. Okay?
Can I give you a birthday of somebody and see what you think real quick about that birthday?
Sure.
4/12/61.
Okay. This is a 9 of diamonds, king of clubs. Your moon to him. Is it a her, a him or her?
It's a him.
Okay. So your 8 of diamonds is moon to the 9 of diamonds. Makes for a nice connection. You actually have good connections with this person. my experience of people born that birthday, or that all, and my experience of a lot of Nine of Diamonds people is that they're just, you can never make them happy. They're just okay. Never happy, and they just create situations that tend to maintain the notion that life treats them poorly, you know. Now, this person is really smart and probably really talented, but, you know, when you get personal with them, then you become part of their unhappy drama. So make sure you have a happy person before you get involved too heavily.
You know, that's the only – I've only talked to this person on the phone, but that is one thing that I look for is negativity. And he does seem to be very happy with his life and where he's at in his life right now. I look for that negativity in Aries guys. My son's an Aries, and he's one of the smartest men I know, but he's so frustrating to me.
Well, you'll know a nine who's on the negative side, because they'll have some stories about how they were the victim of certain situations. You know, so there'll be a situation that went the wrong way, and it'll always be somebody else's fault, not theirs.
Okay.
So if you hear this guy starting to tell you those kind of stories, then just start backing off.
Yeah, no whining. Yeah, no whining.
Because,
okay, well,
because your moon to that birthday, and you know, if you got together with that person, you're basically going to follow that person along. You know, you're basically going to have to go his way, which is not bad, mm-hmm. as long as he's the right person, see?
As long as he's going in the right direction.
As long as he's, it's like when you're moon to somebody, it's like you get to, it's like getting onto a boat, and when you're on the boat, you help run the boat, but you don't have anything to do with where it's going. So you have to make sure you get on the boat that's going where you want to go first.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah. Interesting way of looking at it.
Because as a moon card to somebody, you're very valuable to that person, but make sure that you're giving all that value to somebody who's going where you want to go. You don't want to just throw it away on somebody who's actually going around in circles or who's not going anywhere at all. See?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, that's very good insight. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, for that. You're welcome. And, you know, your result card, the Five of Spades, you know, it seems like there could be some more changes between now and your birthday, you know, some shifts. So I would be open to that if I were you.
What kind of changes? I'm in such flux right now. I don't know if I want to be a real estate
move,
agent.
Move, change of job, change
reader.
Of career, change of location, everything.
Oh, yeah. I just need to figure out where I want to be and what I want to be when I grow up.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate being on the show.
Purpose.
It's a pleasure talking to you and Jackie. Oh, no, not Kathy. It's Kathy.
Kathy. Yeah.
So, you know, have a good year. This is supposed to be a really good year, okay? Just let it be.
This year, the 50th year, or the 51st year coming up?
No, this one now. This one's really good. It should be full of all kinds of fun things.
What do you see next year?
I'm not talking to you anymore. I've already given you a reading. Now get off the phone.
Okay, goodbye.
Have a nice night, Kathy. Bye-bye. So I want to just mention before we take our break that, you know, the show is rather short, and we really, I know a lot of you are trying to call in, and you've tried to call in before, you know, and I really don't have any control over it. We get to as many people as we can, but I don't want to just cut somebody off and be really short just because we want to get more people in. I want to have quality time with whoever I'm talking to, and if it was you, you'd want my quality time too, so I apologize if you're getting frustrated about getting through on the show. But, you know, it's kind of a karma thing, and I really appreciate you guys all being here. So, okay, we're going to take another short break now and listen to another song. And this one is called, it's one of my favorites, it's called Transitions. We'll be right back after this song. And that was Transitions, which a lot of us are in right now. You should see my computer screen right now. I have four copies of the Book of Destiny program open on my screen. I have a Skype window open. I have a conversation window open with Don, who's running the show tonight. And he's typing in your birthdays as you're calling in. We're going to have time for four more callers, and two of them are Susans, the first two. So our first Susan is from Washington, and let's see, I guess her birthday is October the 8th, 1960. Are you there, Susan?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show, Susan Asa Diamonds, Five of Hearts.
Asa Diamonds, Five of Hearts, what does all that mean?
What all that means is you're a real handful.
Well, me? No, I'm not.
Who, moi?
Ace of Diamonds. And what was the other one?
Five of Hearts.
Five of Hearts. Now, what does that one?
Ambitious and restless.
Oh. Well,
How does that suit you?
How does that suit
really?
You?
You should be good at selling things, though. You should be good at promoting and selling.
The Queen of Hearts, right?
No, you're not the Queen of Hearts. You're the Ace of Diamonds and the Five of Hearts.
And the Five of Hearts.
Yeah.
Well, I
so you have a little bit of that heart energy there. You know, hearts are lazy and they love sex.
So, speaking of sex, is there any relationships coming in there?
Well, yeah. Well, what have you been doing? Pushing them away?
I have
not.
Just the right one.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know. Usually Ace of Diamonds don't have any trouble. I mean, and they usually have four or five boyfriends hanging around them from the past. They're always available if they need them.
I wish, no.
Well, indications are you're going to get laid before your birthday.
Well, that's a lovely way of putting it.
I'm being honest. Yeah. So, you know, if you're available, I don't see why there wouldn't be any delay. I mean, you know. And aces don't like to wait for stuff very much, you know. If you're ready and if you're open, it should show up anytime now, actually.
Yeah. I'm ready and I am open and you know, looking for that right relationship to come in. The right person.
Yeah. Well, the right thing, that often gets people hung up, you know, when I hear that, because that means there's all this list of requirements, you know. And
requirement would be to have a job, you know, to have a job. that's not asking for money.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that, but hey, what if somebody's filthy rich, they don't have a job? Is that going to get in your way?
Yeah, no, because they have money.
Yeah, so that would be good, right?
They've succeeded. They have their accomplishments already.
Yeah, so it should be okay. So any other questions you have this evening?
Well, the big one was on relationships and money. What about money there for me?
Well, money is always money. I mean, mm-hmm. what do you want? I mean, what's going on? Are you making any money? Are you doing anything? You have a job?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have a business that you're running?
Nope, I don't have a business that I'm running, but I do have a job.
Okay, and how's that going?
It's going okay. You know how it is in this economy. It's always a struggle, but you know when you're in sales, it's always tough.
You're a great salesperson, though. Five of Hearts is a great salesperson. And that's why you do it. And it probably affords you some freedom, which you like as well.
Yeah, a little bit. Not as much as I'd like, though.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, money comes and goes. If you're open to receiving it, and I know you are because you really like money. All Ace of Diamonds love money.
They do.
Yeah, it should come, you know. But see, the Ace of Diamonds is here to prove that they can make money and prove to the world that they're worth something by how much money they make. Mm-hmm. All Ace of Diamonds have this in common. I'm an Ace of Diamonds also. It's one of my two cards. And it's very important that we accomplish something in our life, see?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's what we're all about. It's more important than relationship, ultimately.
Well, we kind of go hand in hand, I think.
It can, but you have a job and no boyfriend.
I because I haven't spent too much time on my job.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. The job comes first.
The job comes first, you know. But
it does. But you can have both, but you can't let the relationship be more important than your work. If you do that, you'll suffer.
Oh, yeah. Really? Right.
I'm sure you've tried that before, so you already know this, okay?
That is true. I have.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. I knew. Okay.
Yeah.
So let me just take a quick look. I want to just see if there's anything outstanding else I want to tell you. I think love is on the horizon, and you will have, I think one of the biggest themes of the coming year on your next birthday is going to be love.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that will change your perspective quite a bit about lots of things. All right, Susan, so thank you for being persistent and calling back and getting back on the line.
Okay, thank you, Robert.
Have a Bye-bye. Great night.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. And now we're ready for Susan number two. Let's see. She's from Paradise, which is where the station is, interestingly enough. Her birthday is September 28, 1951. She's a Nine of Hearts, Five of Diamonds. Are you there, Susan?
I am here, and I'm so excited.
This is great. Do you know you're in the same town where the station is?
Yes, I knew that.
Oh, that's interesting.
I had spoken with you a couple years ago and found that out.
Oh, okay. Well, it's good to have you back on the show.
Thank you. So,
what's on your mind this evening?
What I'm all excited about?
I'm sorry. Say it again.
Can I tell you what I'm all excited about?
Yeah, sure. I'd love to hear it.
All right. This year has been, I've had really, really great cards. And nothing has come to fruition with all my hearts and diamonds, love and money. It just didn't come to me.
Uh-huh.
So it's almost going to be my birthday in 3 weeks, and I'm in my Neptune period. So I was looking, Ten of Diamonds, and my
right.
eyes nearly popped out of my head when I saw what it said about that.
Okay.
Okay, it says, success and prosperity from travel, shipping, or foreign business interests, and possibly
right.
something secret. This is exactly what is going on.
Oh,
so
interesting.
I was just like, wow, okay, I didn't get married and I didn't get the boyfriend, but I've got this other foreign business interest going on right now. It just happened.
Oh,
Isn't
wow,
that amazing?
That's very interesting. Yeah, that is
yeah.
very interesting. You know, marriage is another thing because you can have the cards, but there has to be other ingredients there sometimes, or relationships, you know. And you're a Nine of Hearts. You've had some rough times in relationships.
Oh, tell me about it.
It's not a simple matter for you just to, you know, some people it's a lot easier to just have a relationship.
I know. I meet these women all the time. They have a boyfriend. They break up. 2 weeks later, they got a new boyfriend.
Yeah, it's easy.
And it's not, I go years.
Anyway, that's great. I appreciate you sharing that little tidbit with us. I hope that turns out for you.
Yeah. But what I really wanted to talk about was just this week I was looking for next year because my birthday's coming up. And I noticed that I was having all these sixes. And then I got your email today about, you know, you're going to be talking about the sixes. And I'm going, wow, would you look at that? So next year I have a boatload of sixes between my two cards, mostly in the ruling card.
Yeah.
So what would you have to say about that?
Well,
does that rule out love and sex and money?
Well, you know, no, it doesn't. Of course it doesn't. But it has a sense. All those sixes, I'm seeing them. You have a six of diamonds displacement, six of clubs environment, six of spades Pluto. It would seem to me that a lot of the biggest theme, one of the biggest themes for you next year is going to be searching for something in your life work-wise, specifically work-wise, that has a deeper meaning to it.
Mm.
Like not just going for a job or making money, but doing something that actually has a meaning to you that's important enough to spend your time doing.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make
that's
sense?
Interesting. Okay.
And now this is a little early yet for that. It has, you know, for that to show up. But I think by your Mars period, you're going to know exactly what that's all about.
Oh,
by
I
your
hope
coming.
So.
That's usually when it's usually the Mars period when we really start to see things manifest and get a sense for what the year is has in store for us.
Okay.
In my experience, yeah.
In the Mars period.
Because the Mercury period is, you know, stuff's just happening, and but none of those strong cards have really manifested themselves yet. And but by Mars, you pretty much know.
I hope so, because it was like somebody else was saying a little bit ago, you know, what am I going to do when I grow up? Here I am going to be 59 years old, and I'm going, what am I going to do when I grow up?
Well, you're a heart, and you may never grow up, you know. Hearts aren't interested in growing up.
Well, I think you're right.
What's the point in that?
Pardon?
What's the point in that, you know,
yeah,
if you're
really
a heart?
Yeah, that's right. What's the point? I wanted to make a comment about your comment about Chiron and Mars in aspect.
Chiron and Mars, uh-huh, sure.
And Mars in aspect in a natal chart.
Yeah.
I have studied that, too, with the Magi astrologers, and they say the same thing with a little different slant. Rather than being competitive, they say that that is the sign of an athlete.
Yeah.
But for a woman, and I have that aspect in my chart, for a woman, it's a woman who wants to have children. And I've had 5 children. I just wanted to have babies when I was young. And I think that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Chiron Mars between two people makes you want to have babies together.
Yes.
it's the only sexual, according to them, the only sexual marriage connection. Sex that inspires marriage, and then, of course, babies come out of that.
Right.
So that's cool. I'm glad you're a student and you know some things. That's wonderful.
Yeah, I know a little bit. I know a little bit about a lot of things. Okay, Robert. Well, I will let you go. And thank you so much for your time and talking to me.
All right. You have a great evening, Susan.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks for sharing.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller is a Jack, and her name is Jody. I love that when Jack show up named Jody. From New York, August 15th, 1966. Are you there, Jody?
Yes, I am, Robert. Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I was wondering, I'm a composer, and I've been struggling for a long time to have a kind of maybe a breakthrough in my career. And I've just been selling, you know, modicum of CDs and over the years, and really been struggling with that, and I was wondering if it shows up anything in my card spread over the next few years with some kind of a breakthrough, or if it's my destiny to do that. I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, you know, if I were you and I was having this situation where I'm doing a job and it's just not being successful, you know, I would really want to do some soul searching about that, you know. Because whenever we're trying, it's like when we're, that means we're trying, like you're trying to be successful as a composer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it means there's some party that doesn't want to be successful at it. Does this make sense?
Yeah, maybe it's pure failure.
But it's not conscious. Like you don't know consciously what that part is. It's an unconscious part of you.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be, what you need to do is somehow make the unconscious part conscious.
Mm-hmm.
It's there, and it's big. It's bigger than your desire to be successful at it, or you would have been successful. See?
Mm-hmm.
It's stronger than that. So I would start by asking myself, well, if there was a reason why I wouldn't want to be successful at this, what might that be? You know, just kind of brainstorm. Don't make a big deal. I was just open association. Just, you know, ask yourself, well, why would I not? What's the benefit of not being successful at this?
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't know your whole story, but you do, and you can apply that to your life, and you might come up with an answer. See,
mm-hmm.
If you look at like your Pluto card this year, it's a 6 of diamonds, and mm-hmm. underneath that's a 3 of spades, which is an artist card. 6 of diamonds is all about finding one's purpose in life. I think you need to get to some deeper level about this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You need to be willing to look at it. Like, what is it? What are your real motives in it? Why are you really doing it? You know, is there some other motive? You know, like a lot of people, they'll be doing something because they're trying to get their father's love or their mother's approval or something like that. I don't know, but this is the kind of thing you have to explore. And you have good cards for that this year.
Oh, that's interesting.
And you also have really good cards for getting the word out about what you're doing, like a website. You know, I don't know if you know this, but BBS Radio plays a lot of original music by different people.
Oh.
And you could have your music be played on their show. And it wouldn't cost you anything. And they would be grateful to have some nice new music. So things like that, say, reaching out to a larger audience, that's what's implied by this Ten of Hearts that you're displacing this year. Okay?
Right.
Like paying more attention to that. So if it were me looking at your cards, I'd have a two-prong approach. One, on the mundane level, focus on getting the word out and getting your music out so more people can hear it.
Uh-huh.
And on the inner level, ask yourself, have an inquiry going all year, like what part of me doesn't want to be successful?
Right.
You know, get to know that part of yourself. It's probably much bigger than you imagine.
Mm.
And it might be a good idea to get to know her, whoever that is. You see.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Robert.
You're very welcome. It's great to have you on the show, Jody.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for staying up late and have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, we have our last caller for the night. This is Allie. And she just had a birthday. She's born September 4th, 1978. She's a 7 of diamonds and a 5 of spades. Are you there, Allie?
Yes. Hello, Robert.
How are you?
Good. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome.
I just wanted to do a birthday reading, if possible.
Yeah, so what's up? What's going on in your life these days?
I would say probably the two biggest focuses right now is I've just finished writing a children's book, and then I'm also looking for some sort of more steady income while I look for an agent, so kind of maybe on those lines, if there's anything that sticks out.
Yeah, well, actually, this should be a very good year for that, actually. You look in your ruling card spread, the Five of Spades, and there's a King of Clubs in Jupiter, and there's an Eight of Hearts displacement. This is a great year for getting your book out there, absolutely.
Oh, good.
But there's also, on a personal level, there's a lot of love cards here.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Are you currently in a relationship?
Yeah, very good one.
Okay. Well, maybe you're gonna get pregnant.
Really? That would be interesting.
Well, see, Two of Hearts means either a lover, but you already have a lover.
Yes.
Or it means a you and a baby.
Interesting. I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah, you better start thinking about it.
Yeah, I guess that could be fun. I hadn't really thought about that one, but why not?
Yeah. Well, you know, if it's there, if the feeling is there, and the indications are pretty good for that. So I wouldn't be surprised if you have another person in your family by the end of this year.
Oh. Well.
Yeah.
All right, interesting. I'll start thinking about that one.
Now, what that's going to do for your career, who knows? But I think you can do both. You're an energetic person with lots of, you know, energy. So
yeah,
she'll be able to handle both, I think.
Yeah. Well, if writing works out, I think could easily manage that as well.
Well, you know, sex does lead to babies. People seem to try. People seem to be ignorant of that, but then they go, geez, how'd that happen? How did I end up with two kids? I had sex. Especially guys. Guys just don't have a concept, you know. Guys just don't get it, you know. It's like, wow, all of a sudden there were kids. I don't know what happened.
Well, I think that could be fun. I hadn't put that in my mind, but I'm open to that, so that's good.
Well, we'll see what happens. I mean, that's what I think is going to evolve. And it will be a boy, probably.
A boy. That's the Mars Ace of Hearts.
That's correct. You're paying attention.
I am. Great. Anything else major I should look out for?
No, not really. Not really. No. I think things are good. There's a Nine of Spades in Saturn this year. I don't know what that's going to be about, but it doesn't have to be something bad. We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Well, I just had an uncle that died today, so maybe that's, I don't know. But I guess that would be the wrong period. So,
This is going to come, you know, next April or May.
Okay.
So we'll see.
All right.
But I don't think it's going to be anything like life-threatening or anything.
Yeah.
Okay, Allie, well, thank you so much for trying and calling back and getting back in. And
thanks
for being my guest.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Have a great night and good luck in the coming year.
Thank you very much. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we had an interesting, fun-filled, action-packed night, and thank you all for being here. It's my pleasure to be here with you, and I'll be back next week, same time. You will be getting an email later this week about the new Book of Destiny program. It's a lot less expensive than you might think. I think it's going to make it more accessible, the software. A person won't even have to really have the book in a way. They'll have access to all their cards instantly. And then the reporting part, you can have a choice about how you want to handle that. If you want to do a lot of reports or just do one every once in a while. So, this is Robert Lee Camp saying goodnight. We're going to have our ending song, as we always do. It's called the Gayatri Mantra. And we'll see you back here next Monday, same time. See you then. Take care. Ojaya, Om Guru Mah, Swaha Tatsavitura.
Tasya Vimahi Deyo Yona Prachodaya Om Burva Svaha Tatsaviturva Vinyam Parvo Devasya Vimahi Deyo Yona Prachodaya Devasya Vimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayat.